Welcome to the Whole Damn Vibe podcast. I'm your host, Steph Wharton, and I'm on a mission to help folks realize you can have a life that's a whole damn vibe. You can create more white space in your calendar, take up new hobbies, and do more of the things that make you truly happy. Tune in as we discuss all things taking up space, making scary decisions, and unapologetically breaking the rules to build the business and life of your dreams. One of the things that I love about speaking is that it really allows you to build authority in the online space without having to show up on social media every single day. I mean, you can call it authority, you can call it leadership, you can call it being like the go-to expert, whatever that really looks like for you, whatever resonates for you. But at the end, what it's doing is it's building a lot of trust. And when I work with clients, one of the questions that I receive a lot is, well, I've been putting out all this content and I'm trying to share value, like I'm trying to help people, but it's hard to tell if I'm actually helping. It's hard to tell if people actually see me as somebody who knows what they're talking about, as an expert, as an authority, as a leader in this space, right? And one of the conversations we usually have at that point usually has a lot to do with seeking external validation versus finding it within. If that's something that resonates, I definitely encourage you to explore the difference and the balance between the two. But the reason why speaking really allows you to build trust is, think of it as dating, right? Like, I don't know how many of you have been on a dating app before. I personally went on one for like, I don't know, I think it was like 3 months. And I decided that was not the thing for me. But what I realized, I was on the app, is that as you're getting to know people, it's really cool. You get to talk every single day if you're getting along, right? But there comes a point, for some people it's going to be sooner rather than later. Other people feel more comfortable waiting and getting to know somebody for like a month or more before you actually meet in person. But there's going to come a point where you want to meet the person that you're talking to on this dating app in person, because you want to see, you want to hear them, you want to experience them in a whole new different way, to really almost like validate that everything you're liking and enjoying about them up until now can be reflected in the real world, because you're not going to be dating them online forever. And that is like, it couldn't be any more true. Like, think about it, in the online space as a business owner, you're creating all this content. And for the most part, unless you run a local business, you never actually get to meet your clients in person, or not even your clients. Your clients, you might, maybe down the line, one of you is traveling or you attend a retreat or some sort of conference. That's really freaking cool if you get the opportunity to meet somebody in real life. But I'm not even talking about your clients. We're talking about people that you're connecting with in the online space, right? Like, you're probably living completely different ends of the world, and you're getting to form these either friendships, or even if there's no friendship there yet, but people are consuming your content, they're liking what they're seeing. But it often, not always, but it often takes a long time to build that trust. But what if you could actually make that so much quicker by jumping straight into the in-person date? And that is what speaking really creates for you. It creates that ability, that opportunity to, although virtually, to meet somebody face to face. Even if, whether it's video or audio, they get to experience you in an entirely new way, as opposed to just the standard random sprinkled social media kind of like marketing content, or even email marketing, all the other platforms, right? When they get to, let's say, hang out with you for an hour because they're listening to your keynote, or they are listening to a half hour, 45 minute interview that you did on a podcast, it really feels like you're hanging out in real life. Like, you could be having a little cafecito or a glass of wine and just chit chatting and getting to hear about their journey and their take on business and how they do things in their own unique way and how they support their clients and all these things. And it just feels so much more intimate. So we are essentially speeding through the entire process of getting to know our community and allowing your community to get to know you. And that builds so much trust so much quicker. It's the equivalent of waiting months and months and months through social media as you're dating somebody to finally having that opportunity to meet them. And maybe through social media, maybe while you were first dating them and messaging them, the person, you check the boxes, right? You're like, oh yeah, they know what they're talking about. We have shared values. We have a similar vision for how we want to grow our businesses or lead our life or start a family if we're talking actual dating. And you check all the boxes, but again, they want to meet you in person. There's something missing, something that isn't as tangible when it comes to social media. And through speaking, you almost get that tangible feeling where it's like, oof, yes, okay, I was like pre-vetting them almost, right? Like you had all the boxes checked. You were just missing that big one where it said, yes, this genuinely feels like a good fit. And speaking does that, right? You get to speak in whatever way you want to. Like inside the speaker identity mini mind, one of the things that we focus on is trying to figure out, okay, how can we leverage speaking in order to build that level of authority, right? So that we bypass the dating, the months of messaging, the months of getting to know each other, and we skip right to the in-person date. And a lot of the things that we look at with my clients is, okay, how can we create a very intentional visibility strategy? So when you are speaking, we can move it past the date, right? So we have the in-person date, you're checking all the boxes, people are like, wow, you really know what you're talking about, like you really understand me, I want to move this further. And just having that speaking opportunity doesn't always quite do it for people. Like usually it allows folks, like in your community, folks that are hearing about you, it allows them to check the box to really just make that decision, that internal decision, wow, this is a good fit. But then you want to make sure that this translates into sales, right? Not just, oh, this is a really cool person. Now I want to be besties. Now I want to be connected to them forever, right? Like I want to almost date them indefinitely, but never get down to marriage, right? Never get down to the actual proposal. And with an intentional visibility strategy, what you get to do is connect the dots all the way so that when folks actually hear you speak, it lands, it resonates, and it connects. It leads folks through a journey that ends with your paid offer. So whether it's low ticket, mid ticket, high ticket, it doesn't matter. It really depends on what people are looking for in that moment. What kind of relationship do they want with you, right? Like what kind of solution are they looking for that you can provide? And to get them there, that's when you essentially you're leveraging speaking to build authority to then generate sales. And it's really freaking incredible when you get to do that versus just utilizing speaking for fun, which is a vibe. I mean, that's a whole damn vibe. I love speaking just for fun, to build relationships, to collaborate, to connect with new people, to even share your mission of impact with the world. That is so damn amazing. But being able to monetize speaking by attracting folks seemingly out of the blue who want to work with you, that is the ultimate definition of a whole damn vibe. I'm really excited to introduce you to the Ultimate Speaker Experience. This is a series of three programs that take you on a journey as you confidently embrace your speaker identity to amplify your impact. The vibes are all about speaking on stages, making five figures from one event, and starting the movement to create real change in the world. There's Visibility Tour, a challenge where you embrace your speaker identity for 30 days to attract speaking engagements out of the blue. Then there's the Speaker Identity, a mini mind where we curate your speaker portfolio and map out an intentional visibility strategy to attract clients out of the blue. And finally, the Speaker Experience, a mastermind where we'll amplify your brand, leadership, and speaker identity as you step into your most sustainable and impactful business model yet. Ready to create more reach and revenue than ever before without sacrificing rest? Apply through the link in the show notes right now or DM me the word speaker on Instagram to get all the details and to join the speaker movement.